I, for one, have been the kind of person in the past where I receive feedback and it can be quite jarring. I don't really take it well. But refining that and understanding why I've been so defensive about feedback in the past has allowed me to now take feedback on board and actually grow as a person.
Have you ever wondered whether there's actually a sustainable way to balance a healthy and meaningful life with your busy schedule? Well, you're in luck, Balancer, because I did too. And the Balance Theory podcast is now a dedicated space to be curious in finding a balance that just works. Because since we're being honest here, balance isn't a one-size-fits-all. I'm your host, Erica, and let's dive into today's episode.
Hey, Balancers. Welcome to another episode of the Balance Theory podcast. I'm pretty pumped for today's conversation because I feel like I'm a very pragmatic, systems-based person. So with no surprise, I love to-do lists. But I think there's a little bit of a shadow side for to-do lists. And if you're an A-type high achiever, I feel like you're really going to resonate with this episode. And it's going to give you a lot of value in terms of how you can start viewing your success and your progress and really just metrics that extend beyond it. Because that shadow side is we almost just want to tick everything off. It gives us a dopamine hit and we utilize that to almost act as like a marker of how much we've done that day, how much value we've given that day. It's kind of like the correlation of our self-worth is how much we've done. And I know this episode resonates quite highly with the episode, the last solo episode I did, which was kind of like the signs that you're doing a lot better than you think you are. But today I want to get a little bit more practical with some actual metrics that we can start using to replace the to-do list as the thing that we use to determine our worth and our productivity. So one thing I think is really interesting in the context of this conversation, I work as a lawyer in private practice, which means I do billable hours. Now, for those of you who've never heard that before, it's basically where I have to bill or account for every 6 minutes. So if I write an email that takes me 24 minutes, that ends up being 0.4 time. Right. And the reason they do that is so they can justify why they're billing clients. It's a very, I don't know, it's just a practice they've been doing for a long, long time. So literally in my job, my worth, my productivity, my bonuses, all that are reliant on how much time I'm clocking into this system. I mean, my view on that is I would sit next to someone, say, let's say we had a task to do. It took me 30 minutes because I'm super productive and it took him or her 1 hour. On paper, it looks like they've done more work. So it never made sense to me from a productivity point of view. There's no incentive for me to do things faster because it's going to just look like I've done less work. This is kind of my thought with it. And I really just don't like the system, right? And I think it also has the same undertone to the way we can use a to-do list, right? We use that number or that checking off as a symbol of like how much we've done, how productive we've been, and thus our worth. So the 8 metrics I'm going to share today hopefully offer you a little bit of different angles you can start looking at your productivity and worth beyond just the to-do list. Or if you are a lawyer, like beyond your billables, because it's really just such a granular single unit way of looking. And I think what I'm going to share with you guys today is going to be a really nice, holistic, well-rounded way at looking at your productivity and your worth. So let's get into it. But before we dive in, I want to ask everyone who is yet to leave us a review or rating on any of the platforms, whether it be YouTube, Apple, Spotify, to take 5 to 10 seconds out of their time to do so. You guys have no idea how much it means to me. And on top of that, you have no idea how much it helps growing our community. There are people out there that are struggling like things that we speak about on the show between you and I, you know, like our self-worth and how to find life balance and how to prioritize our health and things like that. And if we could reach them through more reviews, that would be incredible to be able to speak to and grow our community. So 5 to 10 seconds, if you can dedicate, would mean the absolute world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to, just so you don't miss any future episodes. But let's dive straight in. The first, I guess, metric beyond your to-do list that you can use to determine your productivity or your value is energy management. The question of can you manage your energy? So to me, this is, if I had a whole team or an office, this would be the thing I'd be educating people on, getting them to understand when are they most energized? When does their energy dip? How to actually then shift around your tasks, right? Things that require a lot of energy, that have a big level of like mental input. Do that when you're most energized and reserve the more admin kind of menial tasks for when you're less energized. But everyone's different, right? Some people peak in the afternoon, some people peak first thing in the morning. And I think understanding your own energy and being able to manage that and then correlate your work with your energy, I guess, loops or cycles is so important. It's such an undervalued skill, especially in the workplace. And it's so much more important than, have you ticked off your to-do list today? So if you have explored ways to optimize your energy, whether it be through sleep or nutrition or exercise or just generally, you know, like time blocking or curating your to-do list based on your energy, then that is incredible. I think energy management is a great metric over and above, have you ticked off your to-do list? The second metric is to ask yourself, how much focus or deep work do you do? You know, I think I would describe deep work as when you're like really in the zone where like time has just passed and you haven't even noticed, right? Where you're just so deep into something and you could just keep doing it. It's like not an effort. You're just genuinely interested and hungry and you keep going. I think like that flow state, right, is not something you can be in 24/7, right? I just want to make that quite clear. But I think if you can regularly get into that state because your energy management's good, or you really enjoy what you're doing, or you're just able to within the context of whatever it is you do for work, I think this is a really good metric to show how productive you can be. Because I think you could spend 2 hours in deep work versus 2 hours of like a low energy state, and the output would be completely different, right? And again, like if I was to build those 2 hours in those two different states, then it's not a reflection of my productivity at all, right? So I think looking at it from the point of view of asking yourself how much deep work and focus can I actually get into is a really interesting question to ask yourself and a metric to use in terms of how productive you're being. The third metric beyond your to-do list to, I guess, understand your worth or your productivity is actually having goals that are process-based rather than outcome-based. So outcome-based is when you're focusing on just what you're going to achieve, whereas process-based to me is more like where you're focusing on who you're going to become. Now, the reason this is important and why it relates to your productivity, I think, is because every day, every activity, every step then becomes a puzzle piece in this journey of you becoming this person, right? So everything has a place. And when you have goals that are set in that way, you're much more immersed in the process. And I think that helps us be so much more productive because there's more intention and purpose behind what we're doing. So I think if you're the kind of person that set process-oriented goals, or you focus and you value the process and you're considering, I guess, kind of every step and what that's forming a part of, you know, like if you have micro habits is something we worked on in our goal setting system. If you're drilling down to that level, then that is a beautiful way to measure your worth and your productivity and actually your growth on an ongoing basis than just focusing on that end goal and only really being satisfied when you hit that end goal. So that's another metric, right? Like looking at the process and the little things that go into that. I think another metric beyond the to-do list when it comes to our value or our productivity is the ability to distinguish and focus on quality over quantity. Now, this one's pretty self-explanatory, but it kind of comes down to that example I shared before too, right? Like it's not about the quantity of work you do or the quantity of time you spend either. It's actually about the quality. I think the emphasis on delivering high quality work rather than simply checking off items on a to-do list is a very important metric for your productivity. And I think we get more joy and value out of producing high quality work anyway. It's like a never ending loop, right? You do productive work that gives you energy to do more productive work and the loop goes on. But I think if you are aware that, or if you can put an emphasis on the quality of your work over the quantity of it, then that's a really good metric to be using as well.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think a fifth metric to look at our productivity and to measure our worth, and this is really underrated actually, is how much we are learning and growing, right? So I think this is undervalued because I think sometimes we look at our growth and our learning as taking away from being productive, right? Like, you know, reading a self-help book or listening to a podcast when we could be working. Sometimes we think of it's just more productive to just work. But I think this metric really asks us to think about the value long-term on our productivity of our current learning and growing. And so if you can say that you're constantly putting in attention to detail to your own self-growth and your own learning, then I think that is one of the most productive things that you can do and should be a metric that's given a lot more weighting than, say, a to-do list at the end of every single day. The sixth thing, or the sixth metric beyond the to-do list, is the ability you have to build relationships. And I'll keep this one simple, but I think the skills of networking, collaborating, and having effective communication are all signs of productivity in the context of relationships, and is something that is a great metric, not only for your worth, but for your productivity. The seventh thing is your ability to have feedback, right? And that's not just like having a loop for feedback, so having an outlet where you actually receive feedback and that's actually accessible for you, but then how you process it and onboard it. I, for one, have been the kind of person in the past where I receive feedback and it can be quite jarring. I don't really take it well. But refining that and understanding why I've been so defensive about feedback in the past has allowed me to now take feedback on board and actually grow as a person. And I think having a system or some kind of process for being able to receive and manage feedback is really important to improve your productivity and is a metric that you can use, right? Feedback in itself is a metric you can use to determine how you're going and how you can be better and do better. And that's not only in work, right? It can be in your relationship. Create moments where you feel comfortable giving each other feedback, or maybe you do like a check-in every now and again. Little things like that, I think, are only going to strengthen who you are as a person, make you more valuable, and of course, in a work setting, make you more productive as well. The final metric beyond your to-do list in terms of your worth and your productivity is whether your priorities are your priorities. Now, let me explain this one a little bit deeper. For those of you who have done your own life balance plan, right, and you've worked out your different types of priorities, your non-negotiables and your wants, are those things actually a priority in your life right now? If you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm going to put a link to a free 20-minute workshop. It's live on YouTube and there is a free kind of workbook that goes with it where you can work out what your priorities are. Now, the reason I say that this is a metric that is even more valuable potentially than a to-do list is because if we can tell ourselves that something is a priority and then keep it a priority, this is so valuable and it actually makes us so productive because we've got time for all the things that we've identified are the most important to us. That's why I have at least once every 6 months as a minimum a check-in with my balance and my priorities, because you want to make sure that these priorities don't shift or need to be changed, because of course that happens as time goes on. But we want to make sure we've actually got the space for it and we're able to, it's kind of like that saying, you got to make the most important thing the most important thing. And so this one's all about really self-checking in and saying, you know, if I have priorities and I've kept them as priorities, then that is a metric, right? That is a metric you can use to say or to show yourself value beyond just ticking off your to-do list. You know, if you can go through a month, a week, a whole year of keeping your priorities as priorities, then that's pretty worth celebrating and pretty valuable and creates a pretty special life. So these are my 8 metrics beyond the to-do list. These are things I like to try and think about in moments where I am just getting stuck in my value is tied to the things I'm literally just achieving and doing. And they really help build out a little bit more of a holistic life, right? Different verticals, different avenues of our life. Because sometimes we get so streamlined and focused on our to-do list, which is sometimes just work or admin, right? It can't account for all these other things that really create beautiful aspects of our life or help us be really productive. So I hope you guys got a lot out of today's episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you're on YouTube or Spotify, you can drop your comments at the end of the episode or underneath the video. And if you guys know anyone that would benefit from listening to this episode, feel free to forward it on to them now. Knowledge is great when we hear it, but it's even better when we share it. That's it from me, guys. I'll see you all next week for another episode. And until then, stay balanced.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.